Some people think that real Christians never have down days. And if they do, they can just pray their way out. But Dr. Tony Evans says there may be something else going on, something that should be addressed. He'll explain as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Now, if you're here today and you say you don't ever get discouraged, you're lying. You would have to be a perfect person living in a perfect world not to be discouraged. One of the causes of discouragement, depression, and despair is physical. You know how irritated you get when you're tired? You don't want people talking, you don't want the kids talking, you don't want your mate talking to you. You don't want nobody bothering you. I'm gonna hurt you. Don't mess with me now, because I'm tired. Because some causes of discouragement are physical. And unless the physical is addressed, the psychological is gonna be off and the spiritual is gonna be off. Because if you're physically off, you don't feel like praying. If you're physically off, you don't feel like relating properly. If you're physically off, we all know what it is. That's why people who have chemical imbalances in their brain don't just need a Bible verse, they need a doctor. Because there is something physically going on that needs to be balanced out. And going to church and prayer has its place, but it doesn't restore naturally and automatically chemical imbalances, because that's physical. If you're hungry, James says you don't need just a prayer meeting, you need somebody to make you a ham sandwich when you're hungry, because there is a physical reality. So it is quite legitimate to examine whether there are physical causes to your emotional struggles and to have those physical causes addressed.
If fear and anxiety are the enemies you're doing battle with, check out Tony's book called Let It Go, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.